2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon.
New details should come out today outlining big changes to Utah's tax system, but with a big tax cut.
And I think they're getting very close to a very positive proposal.
Utah tax reform. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the state's tax reform task force has been meeting all summer, and they are expected to release their plan today. Natalie Gochner with the University of Utah Business School talked to A Woman's View on KSL about the big issues on her mind.
They really have to get drivers to pay more, because we're a growing state and we need to invest in capacity, and drivers got to pay their fair share. And we got to find a better way to help low-income families than the sales tax on food.
Now, UtahPolicy.com says the plan will have new taxes for some services and get rid of the educational earmark from the income tax and perhaps have a 10% tax cut for Utahns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new poll finds that a majority of Utah voters are opposed to the tax reform ideas.
Utah tax reform. Our live team coverage continues now with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Amanda, the GOP-dominated legislative task force will be putting forward their ideas today and then seeking public comment next week. If polling numbers from UtahPolicy.com are any indication, then there might be significant pushback. Their findings show that just under half of all voters are against taking away an exemption to the gas tax, compared to only 35% that support it. Even less popular is an idea to reinstate the full state sales tax on unprepared food. 66% of Utahns say they don't want to see that happen. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Kaysville City Council recently created a fiber utility department for high-speed internet service to city residents. Former City Councilwoman Susan Lee is among a group now gathering signatures trying to force the issue onto the ballot next June.
As far as I'm concerned, government has no business being involved where private citizens or private businesses can do it.
To get the issue on the ballot, they need a few more than 1,700 legal signatures.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. Much cooler today than yesterday, but the sky should be clear. Tomorrow starts nice, but by the afternoon, we'll start seeing rain showers that will eventually turn to snow.
It looks like we're going to get accumulations out of this one on Sunday, so the mountain areas could easily see 8 to 12 inches of snow. Heber could get 3 inches. The same thing with Park City, several inches of snow possible there. And even the valleys here could see a trace of accumulation by Sunday afternoon.
Grant says Monday is looking clear, but remains cooler than normal. By Tuesday, we should be back to near normal temperatures.
It doesn't look much like a ceasefire in Syria. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, border fighting reported in the Kurdish-held city of Ras al Ain, Syria, after a five-day ceasefire was announced by Vice President Pence yesterday. He said the U.S. and Turkey are committed
to a peaceful resolution and future for the safe zone.
While Turkey agreed to halt their incursion, the Kurds were not party to yesterday's agreement. Kurds are blaming Turkey for the violation. At least 62 people have died in a mortar attack on a mosque during Friday prayers in Afghanistan, the explosion causing that building to collapse. 36 others reported injured. President Trump went to friendly territory for a rally last night. The Dallas arena had 20,000 inside, another reported 30,000 watching on video screens outside. Nearby, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke held a counter rally, saying his side is not building walls.
We're building bridges to connect us.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry leaving by the end of this year. He's among the longest tenured in the Trump administration, having been on the job 3 years. President Trump says he's known Perry's plans for months.
And he's been outstanding, and we already have his replacement.
But that nominee has not been named publicly. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We have a special reminder this morning from our colleague Rebecca Cressman from FM 100. She's undergoing chemotherapy for stage 2B breast cancer. It was detected on one of her routine yearly mammograms. But Rebecca says too many Utah women are not getting mammograms.
Often when we find breast cancer in Utah, we find it when it's more advanced. So we need to reverse that. Let's find it earlier so that treatment and healing and the prognosis is so much better.
Today is National Mammography Day. Women over 40 are encouraged to set up that appointment. Insurance usually covers it. It's quick and it's painless. If you're over 40, you need that mammogram to get a baseline. Then keep it up every year to catch anything early. Coming up at 8:15, why some women don't get mammograms and why they should.